Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, trying to get you the spirit to get up and about and enjoying your day, having a little uptown funk, a little downtown funk, uptown, downtown. It's all Pensacola, and that's why we've got the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce president and CEO, Todd Thompson, is here this morning.
Good morning, Meg.
How do you like that segue, uptown, downtown?
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
So how's things going at the Pensacola Chamber? You guys, I know, are so busy. It's a new year, and we're into it now, mid-February.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
I know.
Things are just rolled along, and we're in the middle of it. Lots of events, lots of ribbon cuttings.
I saw that on Facebook. We've been all over town this last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of different things.
A lot of great things happening. Yeah. We even have a ribbon cutting this afternoon, the new 7 Brew on 9 Mile.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. Okay. Wow. So membership is up then.
Yeah. Things are going really well. Lots of new businesses joining the chamber. So very excited to keep things going.
Well, you know, I'm very pro-chamber, and I always encourage small businesses, especially when you want to make those connections and get the word out about it. It's probably the best investment you can make. So if somebody was interested, whether it was small, medium, so talk a little bit about your membership and partnerships and how that works.
Yeah, so we have a number of levels. You know, the kind of the entry level for small business is called our entrepreneur level, and that's $450 a year. Just over a dollar a day, but you get some great benefits. The biggest thing, you know, talking about the ribbon cuttings that we do, it's not just we come and cut a ribbon. We make it a real production.
It's a party.
It's a party, yeah. I mean, we bring our ambassadors and we stream it live on social media. And, you know, we do the ribbon cutting with whoever you want to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And then we do an interview with whether it's the owner of the business or a manager or someone who, you know, can talk about where you're located, what are your services, how do people get in touch with you, all the who, what, where, when, and why.
Right.
And, that's a big way to help get your name out. And, you know, we've got, I think, 15,000 or so followers on Facebook. So there's, you know, it gets a lot of views there.
Mm-hmm.
And we also, if you're a new member, you get to come up at Good Morning Pensacola, our monthly membership breakfast.
Those are always fun, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Great turnouts, always great networking.
Mm-hmm.
And
Breakfast.
Yeah, breakfast. Yeah, Scenic Hills, great breakfast. But you get to come up in front of about 130 people and do a 30-second pitch on your business. And, mm-hmm. You know, so there's a couple great ways when you join the chamber to kind of introduce yourself to the community and help get your name out.
You can't lose. And we have a text line here that you can text in your questions. This is Todd Thompson with the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce that we're talking to this morning. And we call this show the Pensacola Chamber Connection. And speaking of connections, got a question from one of our listeners.
Came
in. 850-437-1620. So how do small businesses join? Do we have to come to the office?
You can go on our website, PensacolaChamber.com, and you can find a membership application online there. You can also call. We are closed today for President's Day, but,
So you came in on your day off?
Yeah. I wasn't going to miss this.
Oh, I'm so glad you came in.
But you can also come in, I mean, starting tomorrow, Willa Licata is our membership guru.
And she's the best.
She will answer all your questions. You can either come in or you can call 475-4999, and she'll be happy to talk to you, give you all the information, the benefits, and I would love to have you as a member.
Excellent. Todd is one of those people that gets out in the community and attends so many different events. And I would imagine that you really have your finger on the pulse of the business community in Pensacola. Are you hearing anything now in terms of the new Palafox project? Have you talked to some of the businesses? How are they doing? How are they holding up?
Yeah, we've been down there a few times. We went as a staff about a week and a half ago. We went to Four Seasons and had lunch there.
Oh, nice.
as a group. And they had a good, you know, lunch crowd that day. That was good to see. But, you know, talking to some of the other businesses as well, you know, they say during the day is okay. Mm-hmm. You know, weekdays, it says nights and weekends have been difficult. So
yeah.
I haven't heard anything with the parade going on this weekend.
I wonder about that.
They got any...
there were a lot of people downtown.
Right, right.
Both Friday night, Saturday. Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm sure some of them may not have been open. Typically when the parade goes down Palafox, mm-hmm. they might have closed, but maybe they were open this
weekend.
I would venture
to say they stayed open with it being on Jefferson.
Right.
That probably was great.
Yeah.
I mean, with it being at 2 o'clock, you could have had lunch. We were encouraging people on Friday to say, go have lunch before the parade or have dinner afterwards and support these businesses. So,
yeah.
And it's going to be, the goal is May. Is that correct?
May 24th is the day that they've working with the company that mm-hmm. who's doing the construction. If they get it done by then they get a bonus.
That'd be great.
And so that's what they're shooting for. You know, the weather so far has cooperated. That's always a factor mm-hmm. that you have no control over.
Right.
So far, that's, I think, worked very well. And I've been down there a number of times to walk around and look. And, I mean, they're out there busting it.
Yeah,
pretty much
they're very
every day.
Accessible. And I was surprised because I went to the opera a couple weeks ago and parked over at the garage on Balin and just walked over. And there were walkthroughs from either side. I wasn't expecting that. I didn't have to go far or walk out of my way. So everything's very accessible.
Yeah. And again, the parking, the streets around Palafox,
mm-hmm.
it's all free right now.
Yes.
So,
which is great.
Yeah, which is awesome.
We need to lobby for that to be year round.
But yeah, and so it's, you know, walk a block or two and then you're right there and you can enjoy Palafox.
Okay. So we've got a big event coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So we have the 66th Annual Pace Awards coming up next Tuesday at the Pensacola Beach Hilton. So that is an annual event where we honor people in 8 different categories.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very prestigious. PACE stands for Pensacola Area Commitment to Excellence.
Oh, I love that.
And we have awards such as Emerging Leader, which mm-hmm. goes to someone who's kind of an up-and-comer in the community. We have our Business Leader of the Year, Professional Leader of the Year, Leader in Education, Advocate of the Year, which is typically someone who works in the nonprofit space
mm-hmm.
and you know, advocates and works for a certain, you know, outcome, helping certain people in our community. We have the Spirit of Pensacola, which goes to
I like that one myself.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's something about that's really special.
Yeah, I mean, that's someone who's really just dedicated their, you know, their lives to improving our community and a big cheerleader for Pensacola.
Yeah.
And then we have our Pioneer Award, which is someone who's just been really a trailblazer in their career and done.
I love that one
cool
too.
Stuff. So,
can you think of some of the previous award winners?
Oh my gosh, there've been so many.
I know. 66 years worth.
Right.
65 years worth. I know Quinn Studer, I think. Did he win the Pioneer?
Yeah, it's been a while. But
it was a while back.
I mean, we had that John Appleyard mm-hmm. a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We've had, my gosh, Steve Moorhead. Was a business leader.
You have women, of course, that win too. And it's interesting to see when you have the newcomers,
right?
And then years later, they start to win the other awards.
Yeah,
and
you knew
that they were a leader right from the get-go.
Right,
I love seeing that progression.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, you know, that's how it should be.
Yeah,
it's incredible evening.
Unfortunately, it's sold out, though,
It is sold out.
Is,
Sue Strawn is our MC, and she always does a fantastic job.
She's one of the best.
But, you know, be on the lookout for, you know, social media. Afterwards, we'll be mm-hmm. unveiling all the winners and having some. We have videos done every year. We work with Aaron Ball, who helps us.
He does such a good job.
Yeah.
Do
these individual videos where we mm-hmm. bring in their friends, family, coworkers to talk about
the winners. Do they know ahead of time that they've won?
Yeah, because we did it in the past where we kept it secret and we found out that, you know, people would say, oh, you know, I really wish I could have had my parents here my third grade teacher or someone like
that
you're like, yeah, you know, it's
that's
one,
true.
You know, you kind of like keeping the suspense,
mm-hmm.
but also now the way we do it where we have the videos. And we did do the videos without telling them for a while, so that was kind of like, you got to keep it secret,
mm-hmm.
but don't tell, you know. But it's just easier this way. That way we can kind of coordinate it. a little bit better.
And you know that they're going to show up.
Yeah. That's the other thing. It's like, well, you know, I don't know.
I'm going to watch the Olympics tonight.
Right. Not feeling it. So. Yeah.
Nope, that's great. Right. So I can't wait to hear all the winners are now. And is this for the year 2025 or last year or 2026? Does it fall? How does it?
So we do all the selections. The whole process happens during 2025.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay. Well, speaking of looking forward, I believe you're taking leadership nominations now. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
For the leadership program?
This is the last week that we'll be taking nominations for Leadership Pensacola for the class of 2027.
Wow.
So we're looking forward. And we've already had a lot of great, you know, nominations.
Mm-hmm.
And so that will end this Friday. And we'll be sending out the if you're nominated, and you could nominate yourself.
Yeah,
you can have
apply
someone nominate.
Yourself.
You know, it's not like you have to have someone, you know, do it for you and send in a lot of paperwork. And it's mm-hmm. very simple online.
It's just an
submission.
Application initially, right?
Just a nomination. Yeah. And then we'll be sending out the link for the application around March 1st, and we'll have the entire month of March to get those completed. The application's pretty thorough.
Right.
So, you know,
right. It does take some time.
Yeah. So, you know, that will take some time and that helps, you know, make sure people who want to be in the class are serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if you're going to go through that process, it shows, yeah, I want to do this.
Yeah. We're talking with Todd Thompson. He's the president and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber. This is the Chamber Connection. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. Can you talk about, for someone, we hear about it all the time, but can you talk about the leadership program? What is it about? What do you do? In case someone's, they're going, what are you talking about? Because the nickname is LEAP.
Right. Yeah. So Leadership Pensacola
I did LEAP.
Or LEAP.
What do you mean you did
right.
LEAP? What does that mean?
Right. So it is a 10-month program where you really get the behind the scenes look at all aspects of our community. You have a full day every month that you will be immersed in a segment of our community. So there's education day, there's healthcare day, there's military day, there's civics and local government day. There's a trip to Tallahassee, which is not mandatory, but a lot of people love that.
It's interesting. Yeah,
we learn
a lot.
We did that a couple weeks ago, right in the kind of heart of session. There was just tons of people everywhere, lots of, you know, moving and shaking. And, you know, we got to do a tour of the Supreme Court, heard from the Chief Justice of the Florida Supreme Court. We heard from Representative Michelle Salzman. We heard from Representative Alex Andrade.
Mm-hmm.
We heard from Jim Rossica, who's a Capitol reporter.
Oh, cool.
So you get those perspectives, but you also get the kind of the feel of what's happening during session. So that's a great trip. Trying to think of some of the other day, the Regional Economics Day. So mm-hmm. you get kind of the peak at what's happening with our local economy.
Whatever position in business that you have, you typically are on that road. And so one of the great things about this, for me at least, was getting exposed to all the other businesses and areas. I think I've mentioned this before, but the tour of the hospital.
Right.
And some of the places that I'm normally not on my radar. And then meeting all the different people from all different businesses and walks of life and professions and becoming friends with them is just a great way to have connections. But I was surprised. I've lived in Pensacola a long time, and I just did the class a couple of years ago, and I was kind of humbled by the fact that I didn't know as much as I thought I did.
Yeah.
About Pensacola.
That's been the interesting thing, is talking to people who've gone through the program, and they're like, I grew up here, and
right.
I thought I knew Pensacola and what happens in our community, and they were blown away by
it's
all
amazing.
The things they learned. So.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, we did get a question on our text line. One of our listeners wants to know, I'm a proud graduate
oh, good.
Of Leadership Pensacola.
Thank you.
So how do I nominate somebody that works in my company to join the upcoming class?
So great question. So just go to our website, PensacolaChamber.com. On the front page, it scrolls, so it might not be immediately up when you pull up, but you can hit on that image,
mm-hmm.
and there may be a little box at the bottom as well that you can click on. And it's a real easy nomination. I mean, I think it's just some 3 or 4 kind of informational questions, and then they're on the list, and they'll be contacted.
And like you said, if you don't necessarily, if someone's not nominating through a business, you can nominate yourself.
Yes, you can. And
so that's pretty cool, too.
I know a number of people have done, and you're not ranked higher if
mm-hmm.
someone nominates you compared to just nominating yourself. There's no difference in that. It's
right.
just, you know. some people are shy, or, you know, they are modest and don't, you know, want to do it. Or, you know, sometimes it's the employer who picks.
Right.
And says, this is the person.
Yeah, some of the bigger companies in town, I think, nominate pretty traditionally every year, you know, two or three employees, which is cool. Yeah. So, okay, so what else is happening with the chamber this month? We're in the middle of February. You've already had the breakfast.
Yeah. So we have business after hours this Thursday.
Oh, it is this Thursday.
Yeah.
Where's it going to be?
Nick's Boathouse.
Oh, fun.
So right down there on the water. You know, it looks like the weather's going to be nice.
Time is that?
So that's right after work. So 5 o'clock, 5 to 7. It's very relaxed. They're going to have great food. There's door prizes.
I'm always in networking. For the door prizes.
Come on out. Nick's Boathouse this Thursday, starting at 5 p.m.
And do you need to register for that?
We prefer, just to give us an idea of how many people are coming, if you can go on the website and register, we appreciate that. But it's not required.
So if I'm thinking about maybe joining the chamber, that'd be a good place to come. I don't have to be a member to come, do I?
No. Yeah, I mean, we like to bring it. We think it's a good way to recruit new members.
Yeah, for sure.
It has been. I mean, just, you know, this past month and even this last Good Morning Pensacola, I think we got 3 or 4 members out of both of those events.
Oh, so excellent.
It's just, you know, that networking and those connections. We do it a few times a month. It's called the Pensacola Chamber Connect. Mm-hmm. So that is every other Tuesday and Thursday. So it'll be happening. I think it's happening this week. I always get the weeks mixed up. But you go on our website and go to our chamber calendar and see. But it's every other Tuesday and Thursday, networking at the chamber at our office, 418 West Garden Street. And it's just, you know, a benefit of being a chamber member. You get to connect with those members. You get to do a pitch for your business. There's a speaker who will have some tips on whether it's, networking, or whether it's social media or things like that. Just some things you need to be doing as a small business.
I love that.
Person to,
it's always good to get feedback. It's great to get feedback and exchange ideas. And really, Todd, I would imagine one of the challenges for businesses today is keeping up with the technology.
Yeah, things change so quickly.
Everything's so different now. Yeah. And now with AI, are you hearing back from businesses now about how that's affecting them?
Yeah, we've had some conversations. And I think most folks I've talked to are, you know, utilizing it to kind of complement what they're doing, not replace or, you know, do anything like that. But I think there are the benefits that you can get without replacing people. And that's what I've been hearing. It cuts down on a lot of time we're having to do research or things like that. And I think, you know, I don't know if there are larger businesses that may be doing some different things. The small businesses that I've talked to, they're using it, but they're not.
It's,
you know,
great.
It's not taking over.
It's great for correspondence and things like that. You say, okay, I need to write a letter to do because let's say I'm writing something to the power company. I'm having an issue, blah, blah, blah. Can you write a letter for me? And you tell them what you need in the letter. I'm not kidding. 2 seconds away, you have this very wonderful letter.
Right.
Copy, paste, and send.
Right.
It's amazing. It's such a time saver.
Yeah. So there are things like that.
You know, just really handy.
Yeah, definitely help.
Because that could take me an hour to write a letter.
Yeah. You're always looking for the right word.
Absolutely.
Exactly what you're trying to, if there's a, like you said, the power issue, maybe you don't know exactly how to explain it.
It's very cool. But remember, one of the things you have to remind people, too, is that it is not all facts.
Right,
you gotta be discerning,
You gotta proof it and make sure it's, you know, exactly what you're wanting to say. Yeah.
Okay, so it's February. What's the date today? Now we're February 16th already. So what else is coming up for you? There's the Pace. If anybody just joined us, they've got the Pace Awards next week. So excited to hear who the winners will be.
Sold out Pace Awards.
Business After Hours this Thursday.
Right. And then Good Morning Pensacola will be March 6th, I think, is that Friday. That'll be the next one of those.
And you have speakers for that, too.
Yeah. So those are sponsored, and the sponsor gets to either do the program. So in January, we had Chick-fil-A from Nine Mile Road.
That was fun.
And yeah, I mean, they brought in a great speaker. Or sometimes we'll have someone who sponsors and they're like, we really don't have anything. Do y'all have, you know, either find a speaker or you know, something that y'all want to share. So we'll, you know, we'll
it's
work
always
with
interesting.
You. But yeah, we, you know, it's always business related and good information. And so, yeah, again, we encourage people to go ahead and definitely register for Good Morning Pensacola because that does fill up quickly. So, again, go to PensacolaChamber.com and get registered for that.
Okay. And one of the things I think is really helpful is to get registered with the email because you do email your members pretty regularly because you're sending out a letter today, right, from the president?
Yeah, so we'll have a video email that goes out at the first of the week from the president's desk, and then Friday we have member news.
See, I love because that keeps me really up to date with everything.
Yeah, and if you're a member, you can put in – you know, if you have an announcement, if you have a sale, if you have an event that you want, it goes out to over 5,000 unique email addresses.
Yeah, so that's a lot.
It's very, yeah, it's powerful to be able to share that.
Absolutely. So how do I get on that list?
So that's open to anyone who wants to, you could, to get on the email list. Now, to post something, you have to be a member.
Right. Okay.
So, but you can email us at news@PensacolaChamber.com. And just leave your, just say, I want to be on the member news.
And that's great because you may have an event coming up. You might be working with a charity. You might have something that you want support for. So if they're a member, they can put that in there.
Right.
And in the meantime, it's a great way to keep up with everything.
Yeah.
Because this is not an easy town to keep up with.
There's always
so much going on.
Multiple things going on.
Are you going to go to Pensacon this weekend?
You know, it's not really my thing. I'll be honest. I mean, I think it's great.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's awesome for our community, and it's good for the economy, but it's just not my
I know.
Not my
yeah, I'm trying to think if I've ever would see you in a Darth Vader outfit.
Yeah,
I'd like to. I'd buy a ticket to that.
Okay. I'll have to think about that.
But it is great for the economy.
Right.
And they've really become one of the best shows in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, they have done such a great job, everybody that works at Pensacon. But I've said it already a dozen times, I still love our airport.
Oh, yeah.
The Intergalactic.
I mean, it's so cool. I mean, yeah, the way we've leaned into it. And
communities
and,
embraced it.
Yeah, you know, we got to make sure we get something happening with the Bay Center to keep, you know, give them a good facility.
Status on all that now?
So a number of things are happening. The county had a report done that they unveiled a few weeks ago that has some suggested, you know, some different things that could be done on that entire property, not just the Bay Center, but you have the parking that's towards 9th Avenue that, you know, you could have some additional buildings on. And the city is in the process of doing their own study on the area around the Bay Center, what that could look like. Because it's kind of odd because the county owns the Bay Center, and then it's in the middle of the city.
Yeah, it's a little bit complicated.
Right, right.
I'm really curious about the Crown Plaza.
Right, and there's that. Yeah,
that,
I know. That's always a question.
It's sort of a ghost building now. It's kind of disconcerting. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that, too.
Right.
Because that's the old railroad station there, isn't it?
Right, yeah. So, that'll have to remain.
Piece. Yeah, there's a historic
No matter what happens, if you know, someone comes in, that station will have to... You know, they'll have to preserve that.
Yeah, because it's really beautiful, actually.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. Well, I'll be curious to see how that all develops.
Yeah.
But it's been great that Pensacon has done what they've done and made the best use of it. We have the Ice Flyers there. I mean, it's there's something happening all the time. We just had the big Mardi Gras Mambo on Thursday night.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
Seems like there's, more concerts coming. Mm-hmm. So it's good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we got about 30 seconds left. Anything you want to mention before you go?
No, just thanks again, Meg, for hosting and allowing this opportunity to come on and talk about what's happening with the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
All right. Well, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO. You're doing a great job, Todd. So many good things happening. What's the website again where they can find out what else is going on?
PensacolaChamber.com.
Okay. Thank you so much, Todd. This is Pep Talk. We will be back in just a few minutes on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.